So there I was as an 11-year-old running out after my mom, and I'm literally wearing spaghetti straps. Some, like, freaking shorts and some heels.
As an 11-year-old.
As an 11-year-old.
Yeah, no, wouldn't happen with my daughter. I'm sick of you telling me that I don't belong here. You know your time has come. You're starting to see that I'm your worst nightmare. And there's nowhere left to run. I keep climbing, you keep trying. You best to let me from this ground. And I'm sick of you telling me.
So let me tell you why I was wearing that, right?
Okay.
Okay,
so... Better be a good explanation.
So, my older brother, he was always the one that got to go with my mom to the store. We used to live in Mexico, and so, like, every other week, she would go into town, and, you know, it was, like, this person that would always go into town or whatever. We lived, like, in a ranch. So, he'd always be the one to be able to go. And if you go to the store, like, you get, like, a raspado.
Yeah,
what's you know that? What, you know what a raspado is?
No.
Like, the, you know, that shaved ice thing?
Like a snow globe?
Cone. Like, yeah, like a snow cone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she tells me, like, the night before, she asked me if I wanted to go. And she's like, oh, you've been good. I think you earned it. You've been doing all your chores. And I'm like, what? So, like, as a kid, that means to me, like, I completely, like, just won the lottery, right?
A snow cone.
No, not a snow cone. Just the fact that I'd be able to, like, go.
Go to the store.
Yeah, go to the store with her. And it was literally the one of the happiest moments of my life. You know, I actually took a shower.
What, you don't take showers? Or what
No, I mean, like, okay, so... in Mexico or whatever, like, in the little ranch part.
Yeah.
We didn't have, like, indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
So we would, like, have to, like, heat up water and then, like, have to, like, go outside and, you know, obviously. It was a whole, like, ordeal.
Yeah.
To, like, try to, like, shower, try to, like, get everything ready or whatever. So I did that or whatever, and I tried to look all presentable. I was like, yeah, my mom's gonna take me and we're gonna go. And I even went to bed early. You know when you, like, go to bed early and you're, like, super excited because you want it to be, like, the next day? So I'm literally, like, in bed and I'm just laying there and I'm like, ooh, yeah. And I guess, like, you know when you're, like, too excited?
Yeah.
And then, like, you eventually fall asleep, but then it's, like, you're exhausted, like, the next morning. So you just, like, completely sleep in.
Uh-huh.
So I slept in. And I didn't hear my mom, like, scuffling around, getting ready. And she didn't wake me up, you know. So, I'm, like, I hear, like, the door open.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm, like, and, like, I get up and I'm, like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, what happened? I slept in. Oh, my gosh. And I'm just, like, going crazy. And then, so I'm, like, mom, wait. I'm coming.
Yeah.
And so... She's, like, standing at the door, and, you know, like, Mexican mom, she's like, well, if you're not ready in, like, 2 minutes, I'm gonna leave.
Wow.
And then she wonders why I have, like, anxiety and stuff. Because she literally, like, she wouldn't wait for me for shit. Yeah,
she created those situations.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, no, she's gonna leave me. And so, like, I'm literally, like, trying to find my shoes. You know, obviously, I'm wearing what I was wearing, like, the night before.
Yeah.
I just kind of, like, was like, oh, my God. And I can't find my shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, where the hell are they? You know, and...
Were they, like, sneakers or what were they?
They were, like, they're soccer shoes. No, I'm just kidding. they were, like, sneakers.
What is those soccer shoes called? Like, Umbros or whatever like that?
Umbros.
You know what I'm talking about? Didn't they have, like, a brand for soccer?
Well, we were
the soccer
so
shoes
bored.
That had, like, a flap over the top, like a lazy dog ear over the top of the shoe. It would be you would tie it just like a regular shoe, but the tongue was so long, it would flap over like a Dumbo ear.
I don't know.
It was called, like, Umbro or something. I would always see all the soccer players at school wear those shoes.
Nah.
In America, at that time I was in America.
Well, we were in Mexico at this time, so there were probably, like, some, like, off-brand thing. You ever see, like, in the swap meets where they have, like... like a Nike bag, but yeah. like the Nike sign is like backwards.
Yeah, it was like Noki.
Yeah.
Or Adidos.
Adidos.
Adidos. Or instead of Umbros, it was like Umbro.
Bro, hey, bro. Umbro.
Hey, bros, those aren't it.
This ain't it, dude. So anyways, I'm like throwing everything around and I can't find anything. And I hear like my brother from like the other side.
Yeah.
Just giggling.
He's laughing.
He's like laughing.
Because he knows how the routine goes?
No.
Or just laughing at you?
No,
scuffle?
Because I feel like he had something to do with it.
About not waking you up.
No, so
you...
about like my missing shoes.
Oh.
Like why I can't find my shoes.
He hid your shoe to torment you in the morning, even though he knew this was your big day.
This is my big day, man. And I'm
do you think he was jealous because...
What a hater, man.
Do you think he was hating or jealous because you got to go instead of him to the store? Do you think that was a factor?
I don't know.
Or you just think
he can't prove it, honestly.
What? Okay.
To this day, like, I can't prove it, but...
What do you think it is, though? Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. I just think he was just to fuck with me.
You think he
hit
the shoe?
Yeah, just to, like, fuck with me, right?
And when you got back, was the shoe in the place that
no,
it was?
No, so, like, my mom literally left me.
Oh, she left you? You didn't go?
She left me while I was, like, looking for my shoes.
Wow.
And then, so, like, I grabbed some of her shoes.
Wow.
Which were, like, some heels that she had right there. So I'm, like, literally running after her.
Yeah.
In what I was wearing. Like, still fucking...
From the other
crust...
Hand.
Crust in my eye and like
eye boogers
yeah, and like freaking my hair was a mess. I just looked a hot mess. So the moral of, you know, my little story rant is that you're gonna get done wrong, you know, and you'll usually never see it coming from like your inner circle, but if you're determined to succeed like I was, because I wanted that raspado,
the snow cone,
yeah. Like, bubble gum flavor, my most favorite.
Did it have different colors on it? You know how they did, like...
Ew, no.
Red, white, and blue or whatever? Or just
nah,
one
dude. But,
the blue,
you know,
so it was a blue bubble gum.
Blue bubble gum, yeah.
Did it have the little bubble gum on top, like a cherry, but instead of the cherry, it was a bubble gum? Because I would see that sometimes. They put the little gum ball on top.
Yep. But yeah, like, you're still gonna get fucked. Like, it's so bad. And if... Like, I know that I should have planned accordingly, but in life, if you don't plan accordingly, you know, you're going to be set up for failure.
Yeah.
No matter what. So, even though I caught up to my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, I just looked the way that I looked.
Yeah.
She kept me in the truck.
So, you didn't really go in.
I didn't really go with her.
So, did she bring back that snow cone in her
hand?
No. So, you didn't get the raspado?
No.
And you looked a hot mess.
Yeah.
And you stayed in a hot truck.
To this day, it haunts me. I'm like, wow. Why? And then I'm like, por pendeja, you know? But after that, I knew where my shoes were from that point on. You know? So it was like...
Did that taught you a lesson to put your shoes in a place where you know where it's at?
It did.
Yeah.
So it's just like, for real, you know, like everything... that happens to you in life, you know, it all happens for the right reason. And there's this quote that I really, really like where it says, the wound is the part through which the light enters. You know who said that?
Who said that?
Rumi.
Who?
You don't know who Rumi is?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, he's like this 13th century... like, freaking person, he's amazing, you uncultured peasant.
Yeah. You need to bow down. I'm sorry, I don't know every single thing, but, again, sometimes you catch somebody slipping, the next time they ain't gonna be slipping, so I'm glad I was caught slipping here instead of caught on, like, Jeopardy when I could have won some money, because I ain't winning no money here.
No, dude, you would be awful at Jeopardy with your delayed responses.
No. I'd be like, you know that little noise that they make?
Like a dolphin?
That was a buzzer, not a dolphin.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It sounded more like a dolphin.
A dolphin mixed with, it sounded like one of those blowhorns inside of a dolphin. You know, like, burr, 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 burr. So I went.
Like the DJs, like when the radio hosts go.
Yeah, like that.
But anyways, what Rumi meant by that is that when, you know, you're wounded, that it's often, like, the greatest source of light coming in to us. So you can either grow through the pain.
Yeah.
Or you can grow through awareness.
Okay.
Right? So yeah. I know that for me, like, I am really, really stubborn.
Really?
Yes, I am really stubborn.
Oh.
And, you know, some of us are just too stubborn to make a shift in our lives. So I can at least say that for myself, where at least I wasn't as stubborn to get help and actually heal through some of, like, my issues, right? So, you know, because we're so stubborn to make that shift in our lives, we keep repeating, you know, the same cycle.
Yeah.
So when the same thing happens to us and we start thinking, man, like, why is this happening to me? Like, it's like something happens just over and over and over and over again. And sometimes the only way that people are going to learn is through pain.
Yeah.
So when we get these wake up calls, there's like this light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah.
Either that or you've gotten like a serious concussion.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of shift this into a personal experience. And I'm going to share this very serious quote, you know, that comes directly from my mom. Me duele más a ti que a ti. Which in English translates to, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Why do parents always say that? And I'm just like, now I get it. As like a, as an adult, whenever like little man would get like out of line, I'd be like, man, I got to spank you. But spanking's not really, like, a thing. So, like, if Child Services is, like, listening to this.
Because you didn't. You're saying hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
If you were to.
If I were to. But
yeah.
But back in the day, you know, like, it wasn't, like, a thing. So my mom, you know, she would hit me with the chancla. You know what a chancla is?
It's a sandal. I do know that.
So I developed a sixth sense for the chancla.
To knowing where the chancla was?
To knowing where, when it's flying, where it would fly.
So, like, she'd be like, whoosh. Mia, and then you'd be like, and then you would know when to duck. I bet you look like a Mexican Matrix. You was bending
over. I knew how to, like, duck behind. I'd be like,
you folded your body and have, like, grilled cheese or tortilla, quesadilla.
Yeah.
You folded your body.
No, so like, I would try to get ahead of it. You know, I would
of the chancla?
Of the chancla. I would run to my room. Whenever I, like, I could feel that I was about to get the chancla, I would literally run to my room and I would put on every piece of clothing that I owned.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't hurt me as badly. And so I'm like coming out of my room.
Like, looking like the Michelin man.
Yeah, like 20 pounds heavier than I was. And so she started getting like really smart about it. And she would wait until like I least expected it. It was like these mind games. It was just so random. But I'd be like grabbing my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
And be like, ah, why?
Oh, after the chancla.
Hell yeah, after the chancla. But
She didn't throw it. She swung, like,
boom,
beat you kind of like a belt. But
you know when like, you know when like parents, like, they throw something at you and then they have the audacity to be like, bring it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're a retriever or something.
Like, yeah, like bring it back to me so I can like do it again.
So I can do it again.
Because I missed you.
Bring your pain back.
He'd be like, you're either going to get it right now or you're going to get it later when you least expect it. So
literally called back pain.
Oh, high five. But yeah, no, but through those painful moments is where I learned to like never do those certain behaviors.
Again.
And then like same thing with like life, you know, like you're eventually going to learn your lesson.
Yep.
You know, either you really like to get hit with the chancla or you're going to learn to not freaking do those things.
So you don't get hit by the
chancla. So you don't get hit by the chancla.
Yep.
So it's either through pain or awareness, right?
Yep.
So, like, what was a huge, like, life lesson for you?
A huge life lesson for me was, okay, I'll go back to when I was about 18 years old and I worked at Taco Bell. So
you worked at Taco
Bell? Yeah, I worked at Taco Bell. As a rapper.
As a rapper.
LOL.
And you wrapped tacos.
And
Ba-dum-tsh.
So basically what they did was, since I was new, and all the new people did this, you did everything except cook. Like, if you were able to cook at Taco Bell, you were the man. You know what I mean? If you were cooking and doing preparing the food, you were the man.
Man, I've always wanted woman. To like be with someone that did that.
Yeah. So, at the time, it was dope. I was just like, man, I want to be on that line, that food line. Mm. But anyway, so they're like, okay, you're new. We're going to put you in front. It tells you what to do. It does the math for you. We're going to put you with the cashier. At first, you're going to be an assistant cashier, and then you're going to be able to retrieve the money by yourself, right? Mm. So I started being a cashier, being in the front, doing the money type of thing. Wasn't for me. I don't like standing there, and I don't like wiping off trays all day and stuff like that for an eight-hour shift. So after that point, they put me in the back to wash the dishes. They said, hey, look here, Ray, if you want to make food on the food line, all you got to do is finish the dishes and then we'll teach you how to cook. But when I got back there in the dishwashing area, I realized that the dishes were Tom and Jerry high. If you ever seen the cartoon, it's like, you keep looking and it looks like a skyscraper.
Like an endless cycle of dishes. Exactly, endless cycle
of dishes. And if you think that your dishes in your sink right now compared to any dishes that you've ever seen in an industrial food kitchen.
Why are you telling people about my dishes, man?
I wasn't telling about your dishes, but hey, that's, you know, you dished that out. But
literally.
If you feel like any dishes in any kitchen in America is more than an industrial kitchen, yeah, no. So I was back there washing dishes for 8 hours. And then when I finally finished, my fingers looked like a prune. I felt like a dry dolphin. It was weird. I just felt awkward. You know what I mean? I felt aqua and I felt awkward and agua. So I felt all of those things at once. And then I was like, man, every day I'm coming here washing these dishes and I'm never going to be able to make food because they made it. I figured out that they made it to where they wanted to make sure I stayed back there and nobody was figuring out.
Damn, yeah. Bunch of haters. Haters. Man.
And I was like, I was determined to make food. So what I did was like, okay, if I'm able to figure out that all I need to do is finish these dishes before the end of the shift, then I could be taught how to make food. The only way to do that is get faster. I had to move fast, like Sonic. It's funny because, like, one of my old nicknames used to be Sonic, too. But anyways, that's another story.
I mean, we'll don't you have, like, a tattoo, too? That says
Sonic? You know what I tell people? All my business and all my markings on my body?
I mean, you do.
I do. But anyways, back to the subject at hand. I just got so fast at washing dishes that I didn't mind washing dishes. So I finished like in half the time because I just had headphones in and I washed dishes.
So if you know how to wash dishes, why are there dishes still in my sink?
Because you have a dishwasher.
You are the dishwasher.
Facts. But when you're like, hey, yo, can you put them in the dishwasher? I do it. But in any other time, like I used to wash the dishes. But that's another story. Anyways, back to the subject. This one learning lesson that I had was when you're in a circumstance, don't complain about the circumstance or the environment. Just adapt to that environment and then exploit your skills so you can come out on top.
That's huge. That was deep. That was very deep at the end.
Yeah. Deep waters.
Deep waters. Damn. Agua. Damn, for you thirsty. Thirsty people out there. Here's some water. That's crazy. Yeah. So I also learned something similar to that, but throughout my career, where, like, you definitely have to adapt and overcome in your environment because there's literally going to be people that, let's say, like, are a rank above you or something like that where they withhold information.
Yeah.
And they're the ones, you know, that have, like, all the this, power. Like, all the power and the knowledge. And they think that if, like,
you had that,
that if you had that information, you would be so much better than they are.
Which is true.
And so it's like they do this, you know, and then they come out all shining and stuff like that. But it's like, dude, if you actually shared this information, like, not only would you also come out on top, like, we could fucking learn, like, from that.
Exactly.
And then whatever I know, I can share with you. And it's just, like, we can make each other better. But instead of trying to make each other better, it's, like, you're so scared of, like, losing your position. You're, like, scared of, like, losing your, you know, place in life or whatever it is. You know, you think that you're not going to be able to eat. And it's, like we said, like, a few weeks ago where, yeah, like, everybody can eat.
Everybody
that
can eat.
Like, if we collaborate and we network with each other, like, everybody can eat.
It's Thanksgiving.
You know? So, I think, like, for me, a huge life left. Ugh. I can't talk right now. For me, a huge life lesson was trusting people.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
So, I had this, like, friend of mine who I would, you know, tell certain things. And, like, you can't tell everybody everything.
Nope.
Like, you think you can trust people because you've known them for a really long time. But at the end of the day, it's, like, you gotta trust, like, your, like, very small inner circle.
Close friends.
Close friends. So, I had this friend who, you know, she claimed to love me. She was coming over to my house all the time. Like, literally, like, we were attached at the hip.
Yeah.
And the whole time that, you know, we were hanging out, we were, like, you know, buddy-buddy, anything that I would, like, tell her or, yeah, anything that I would do, she was, like, telling, like, my ex-husband.
Sheesh.
And, so she was, like, talking, like, badly about me, and then, like, I just couldn't figure out where he was getting all this information from.
Mm.
And I'm just like, I know I'm not telling him. And I'm like, what? Like, and I'm like, man, I trusted her. I was like, there's no way she would be like freaking telling him.
But yes way.
You know? And it was just like, damn, dude. Like, what was your reasoning behind that? You know, like to just share all that information. It's like to maybe feel important or like, I don't know. I don't even know. She didn't care, you know, but that's what did it for me. And like, so what I started doing was, I needed to figure it out. I was like, where the hell is he getting all this info? So, I do this thing now where like, if I start to like, see red flags, yeah, and like that pattern, I'll only tell
one person,
and it'll be like a lie, just to see if it comes back to me.
And it came back,
and I was like, jeez. This
bleep, 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 bleep.
So yeah,
sounded like Morse code. You were calling yourself like, so beep, many
beep, 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 beep. Yeah. So yeah, and it was just like, it made me very aware that not everybody needs to know everything. What you're doing. Like,
true, yeah. You don't have to,
yeah, you don't have to tell anybody anything.
You don't owe anybody.
You know,
anything.
And like, you make your moves like in silence. Like, I think like the biggest clowns, honestly, are the ones that are like, oh, I'm doing this with,
hey,
my life.
Hey, look at me. I'm making moves. Hey,
did I tell you?
Hey, what's up?
I'm making moves.
Oh. Surprise.
Oh my gosh. You should definitely not announce stuff like that.
For sure. I'm not announcing nothing. There's things going to pop up, but I ain't announcing nothing.
Yeah. Like, trust me. Trust. You might not see it.
But it's happening. Facts.
And that's when you know, like, something's really, like, going on. Because if, like, you're very vocal about it, you're completely active, like, on social media, and you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
They're seeing it.
They're seeing everything you're doing, but what you said you're going to be doing.
Wow.
It's like, bruh, when are you going to have time to, like, write that book? When are you going to have time to, like, start your podcast? When are you going to have time to, like, you know, do XYZ?
Exactly.
When you're literally on social media, like, freaking announcing that you're going to do all these things and you're, like, on it, like, every day. But it's just, like, disappear for a while.
And where's the stuff at?
Yeah, like, where's the product that you promised? Like, get out of here.
Because we don't got it.
I don't see it. But, speaking of I don't see it.
Yeah.
I did go see The Invisible Man.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was outstanding.
Wow. Like, it was completely mind-blowing.
It was different than the original Invisible Man, too. Just side note.
I honestly feel like it was better, though.
It was better.
It was 100 times better.
But that one couldn't have been better if the original wasn't made, because there's a lot of original, like, elements in it. I don't want to ruin it or give it away, but I loved how they incorporated the original in it, like, slick, in a slick, sly way.
Well, like, the original had Kevin Bacon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, okay, so I respect Kevin Bacon as an actor.
Yeah.
But I just can't look at him.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't find him attractive.
Somebody has to be attractive for you to, like, look at them?
Well, I mean, I can... I mean, I could look at them, but, like, I just didn't... I don't know. I just don't... There's something about him. Mm-hmm. You know when, like, there's something about a person and you're yeah. just like, I don't know. Like, is that weird?
No, I understand what you're saying. There's just certain, like, little things.
Like, Kristen Dunst? I hated her.
Is it Kristen or Kirsten?
Kirsten? Kristen?
This is the Spider-Man girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like her as an actress. I think okay. she sucks.
Okay.
She sucked in Jumanji. She definitely sucked in Bring It On. She's just not believable to me.
I don't remember Bring It On like that. I don't remember her. I mean, I remember Bring It On, but I don't remember her.
Yeah, because she wasn't that memorable.
I remember Gabrielle Union.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
I mean,
ugh.
Well, there you go.
Man. But I think my newest recommendation for people to go see this weekend
Woo.
Is Onward.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I was sobbing.
100%.
100% sobbing. And
I wasn't crying when I saw it.
Bruh.
I might have had my eyes a little.
Bruh.
It was a little agua. It's just agua.
Anyways. So the reason why I was crying, and I'm not going to give the movie away, but it just reminded me of my older brother.
Wow.
So to, like, tie everything in
wow.
to my brother is that regardless of, like, all the, like, little small things he did that were, like, really annoying.
Yeah.
There was huge milestones in our lives where he's constantly always been the one person that has consistently been there for me.
Yeah.
And I love him so much. And, you know, he went through this open heart surgery and I Man. Really thought that I was going to lose, you know, my best friend. And it was such a painful time, like, in our lives, you know, with the family and everything and, like, you know, dealing with that and, like, how he just kind of found, like, this new zest for life.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what I would have done without my brother. Like, he literally, you know, obviously I didn't have my dad in my life. So my brother, he kind of just stood in as, like, this, like, not father figure, but, like, the person that helped me learn,
you know, yeah.
and, like, you know, everything through life. And, like, you know, he taught me math. Like, he taught me how to ride my bike. Like, we used to go out and skateboard. Yeah. Like, it was just everything that he did, like, I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to be, like, right there. So, like, I literally learned how to do all of those things just so that I could hang out with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, during my, like, first deployment, he came and, like, he was in the crowd and he was my first hug. Like, you know when you're, like, standing in formation and you're just shaking and yeah. you see everybody in the stands and I'm just like, I wonder if there's going to be someone out there for me.
Wow.
And, yeah, like, I didn't know if, like, he was going to be there or not because he said he would, but I didn't know, you know?
You just don't know.
Yeah, and it was, like, back when, like, you had, like, Yahoo Messenger, and, like, we didn't have, like, you know, like, the cell phones like that, you know?
Wow, old school.
It was super old school. So, you know, and, like, so I'm just standing there, and I'm just like, oh, I really hope that there's someone out there. And so as soon as they, like, released us, like, the moment I saw him, I freaking, like, ran towards him, and I hugged him
yeah.
so hard, and I just was sobbing. Because no matter what, you know, he's always fucking there. And, you know, throughout my life like that, it was just, he was constantly there, constantly pushing me to be a better person. And, you know, so the movie definitely reminded me yeah. of everything. And I was just, I was so emotional afterwards. And it was still, like, emotional to me.
That was a good movie.
It was so good. Man. You know, so... But that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend.
Yep.
And I will see you guys next week. believe in yourself, trust yourself, take responsibility. You have everything you need within you. I will see you all next week. Make sure to subscribe and follow me on Instagram. I am Anna Valencia, and this is the Possibilitarian Podcast. Got my bank up, all of my team is tough, and the mom of us, to get a mock speed bump, to be the son of God. And I'm sick of you telling me when I'm knowing we the. And it's a minute to get in these interviews. I'm sick of you telling me.